Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Sedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, medical waste on the beach. Needles, syringes, bunch of stuff showed up on Venice Beach. I'm still trying to figure out why and where it came from. KNX 1070's John Baer live at the Venice Pier this morning.
The medical waste washed up on the beach just south of the pier, and it forced the closure of the beach in that area for about an hour. Lifeguards say they find these things occasionally, maybe a needle or two during the daytime at most, but never hundreds at a time. I talked to some people who live in the vicinity. They tell me they don't see needles or syringes here at all. They were speculating where they came from.
I don't think I've ever seen needles on our beach here.
Never.
No. No. Wow. They had to come from the sewer system out of Santa Monica and then washed onto the beach.
Well, this is symbolize bad things for society.
And possibly bad news for those who accidentally find them, who run the risk of getting stuck by a dirty needle. Officials don't know where the needles came from. They're still looking into it. They just advise people who find them to not touch them. Live at Venice Pier, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There has been an alarming number of student deaths at USC over the last few months. Let's go live now to USC Village and check in with KNX 1070's Greg Figner.
Chris, a total of 8 USC students have died over the past 6 months here at USC. Now, 3 of those deaths have been confirmed suicides. USC is acknowledging the deaths, sent out a campus-wide email, and just reminding students here that there are mental health services available to students 24/7.
We have had a number of student deaths that have happened in a very short period of time. We are experiencing a lot of speculation on social media.
That's USC's chief health officer, Sarah Van Orman. And again, she says that of those deaths, that just 3 were the confirmed suicides. 5 others, the cause remains under investigation. And again, USC student health centers are available to students any hour of the day, any day of the week. Live at USC Village, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
We've had some little fires burning this morning. We had that big one over the weekend, but hot spots on some others this morning. Brush fire near the Angeles National Forest in Glendora, holding at 2 acres. That broke out last night along Glendora Mountain Road near Glendora Ridge Motorway. Crews remain on the scene trying to monitor that situation. There's also been a couple of small fires in Santa Clarita, that area this morning. Both of those quickly put out. But again, crews, that you know, they're always on alert for things like that in this dry, warm weather. The Barham fire, that was the one in the Hollywood Hills, still active, but they say it's no longer a threat. 80% contained.
Air and ground crews are back at it today and likely a few more days to come. Firefighters are keeping the Barham fire burning inside a strategic box. You see, the terrain is very steep and the mop up is going to be a slow, methodical process, eliminating the hot spots and the smoldering debris. Nicholas Prang is with the LA Fire Department.
Any smoke that can be seen is from inside the footprint of what's already burned. Not all of the fuel in that footprint was consumed, so there are still stumps or branches or possibly some even full trees that they got burned past originally and now are still burning slowly.
So you may see some water drops from the air as crews work on the ground. There are no mandatory evacuations. The fire is no longer considered a threat. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070.
2 horses have been euthanized after suffering injuries at Del Mar Racetrack. This on the third day of the track's fall racing season. All the injuries were due to leg breaks. Another horse has been hospitalized due to a leg injury. Del Mar's own race veterinarian, that's Dr. Dana Stead, says despite these deaths, he thinks they have the necessary safety protocols currently in place.
I think after, you know, a year's time or give it a time period, we're going to be able to show that the protocols we're implementing are effective and they will continue to be more effective over time.
He says they have been ranked as one of the safest tracks over the last year.
Head of the state's horse racing board has announced plans to retire in the next few months. He's been on the board as the executive director since 2014. Tells the LA Times he's just decided it's time to move on. Before taking charge of the racing board, he was a top official at the Hollywood Park racetrack. And last year with the board has been marked by, of course, growing controversy over all the horse deaths at the tracks.
Four burglary suspects have been arrested after leading the CHP on a pursuit and then crashing on a freeway off-ramp in Glendale. Started yesterday morning when the officer tried to pull over the suspect's car, which was being driven recklessly on the 2 freeway. The crash happened a short time later. Three men and a woman were taken into custody at the scene. Officers found jewelry stolen earlier from a La Cañada Flint Ridge home.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.